Hey, 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 and welcome to episode 57 of How You At You. It's your girl Shanice from K-Pop Box.
And Shay from the K-Way. And on this podcast, we love hanging out with you guys, talking through the hottest K-news, your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, and everything in between.
Yeah, so if you want to join the conversation, make sure you use the hashtag How You At You, or you can follow us on socials at How You At You. So let's sit back, relax, and let's get it started.
Yes. So our very first segment, per usual, is Hot Topics. So this is where we give you guys a rundown of the hottest K news that's happened over the past week or so. So Shanice, has there been any scandals, pregnancies, marriages? What's happening?
I'm not gonna lie, it's been kind of dry this week. I'm not gonna lie. I had to like really grasp for straws, but here we go. Following the controversy surrounding NCT's Lucas earlier this year, SM Entertainment has divided opinion by omitting him from the group's newest merch product. Last week, SM Town and Store announced that NCT's My Artist card pack merchandise kit would soon be available for purchase at their company's Dongdaemun Design Plaza store in Seoul. The pack appears to include random member photo cards, a photo card sleeve, and stickers featuring each NCT member's name. However, when SM Town and Store held a live broadcast to show off the new merch kit, it didn't take fans long to notice that there were only 22 names that were featured on the sticker set, with Lucas completely missing.
Gasp.
Shock, horror. But on the flip side, many are pointing out SM Entertainment hasn't released a proper explanation or statement, and they refused to use his absence as him not being in the group. So fans are still waiting for a real announcement whether Lucas is still part of NCT. It must be noted that Lucas is currently on hiatus for self-reflection, and this may be the reason why he's not included in the new merch, but I don't know. What are your thoughts, Shay?
Well, interesting. And like, I don't know if I like the beat. Yeah, I hope they maybe give fans some clarity on that. Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. Maybe they thought, oh, you know, if they didn't include him, then people have forgotten about him. But no one's forgotten about that.
He's like 6 foot. How are you going to forget?
I don't know. I think maybe fans should worry if, you know, NCT have like their full comeback with all members or whatever, and he's not part of it. Then maybe be like, SM, where's Lucas? Other than that, we have to wait, because to be honest, it's going to be kind of hard to tell whether he is in or not, because obviously NCT's whole premise of mixed up units happen all the time. So him not being in the unit, you know, doesn't mean he's not part of the group anymore. But anyway, yeah, that's that. Hold tight, Lucas, I guess. Moving on, Big Hit Music is beginning their search for new male trainees. Is that you, listener? Let's see. So, those who wish to participate in the 2021 Big Hit Music Global Audition can apply through Big Hit's Music's official audition website between the 18th of August to the 20th of December. Any male born after 2002, regardless of nationality or country of residence, is eligible to audition. Applicants must select one of the four categories: vocals, rap, dance, or producing, and submit a 1-minute video along with a frontal photo. That's weird wording, but anyway. Details about the audition can be found on their website and through their social media accounts. So, yeah. Audition time.
Yeah, you heard it here first.
Probably not, but you know, here we go. And last, but not least, aespa has made their Billboard 200 debut with their first ever physical album release. So on the 17th of October, Billboard officially announced that aespa's first mini album, Savage, has debuted at number 20 on its famous Top 200 Albums chart, its weekly ranking of the most popular albums in the United States. aespa managed to land in the top 20 of the chart with their first physical album. Up until now, the group has only ever released digital singles. Savage was also the best-selling album of the week in the United States. The mini album entered the Billboard's top album sales chart at number 2 for the week ending on the 23rd of October. So, congratulations!
Yes.
And this is their first video too, so
I love that for them.
Go aespa, go aespa, go. Anyway, that's the end of Hot Topics. Hot Topics. If there's anything you want us to talk about, or you want to add any commentary to anything we've spoken about, make sure you hit us up on socials at How You At You, or you can use the hashtag at no use the hashtag How You At You. Damn, I'm really good at this today, guys. Anyway, moving on to our next segment called Say What, where you can send your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, hot tea, drama, everything in between. You can send it to howut@gmail.com. That's howut@gmail.com. Or you can submit a form at kpopbox.co.uk/howyouatyou. So Shay, take it away.
Okay, so our very first unpopular opinion for today is, oh my gosh, random, but I think a British person could not be an idol. Like, our humour is really intense, and imagine the scandals. Quote unquote, so-and-so bullied people in secondary school and called a teacher a pedo and was on rapport. Or so-and-so used to push year sevens. Like, that's so normal here.
That is not normal.
Get help. Well,
if that's your normalcy, then you okay to talk about it? No, I feel like I get what this person is saying. Yeah. And technically there has been a half British person. Wasn't Shannon the soloist half British? I can't think of a song. I'm really sorry. But yeah, I just feel like, you know, anyway, you just have to assimilate to the Korean culture. Because I guess there's certain things, for example, maybe some Japanese idols
want
to get
girl.
Away with, and like Thai. And oh, did you look her up?
Yeah, I remember now.
So yeah, I don't know. I don't know a lot of people that bullied people and called their teacher a pedo. I get what you're saying. I guess our band is different as well. Yeah. But Sorry, this is funny.
Yeah, I think overall we get it, because I've even seen online sometimes, like, there'll be British jokes. And maybe, like, Americans are like, oh my gosh, that's so rude. And that's kind of normal here. Or, like, part of the humour.
Yeah,
you're being cancelled before you debut. I'm sorry. All right. Okay, so our next unpopular opinion is two things. I think that some members will leave twice in 2020. I love them, but I've got a feeling. And I feel like Somi would be more successful if she joined P Nation.
You meant 2022, because we can't go back
that
in time.
That one, 2022. Yes. That. Yes.
I can see that, actually, some members leaving twice.
Yeah.
Not because they don't enjoy performing, but I just feel like there's like a few members that I think it affects their mental health. And maybe they don't want to be part of a group setting. So they might still be in entertainment and do something, or they might leave entertainment altogether. I don't know. But yeah, I can see that. I don't have any members in mind at the moment. The thing is with Somi, I feel like people, well, at the moment, when she was with JYP, they didn't really know what to do with her. Then she's at YG. I feel like she gets more traction at YG, but there's still that kind of, I feel that kind of sense that they still don't really know what to do with her.
Yeah,
like I don't know where... I could be wrong because I'm not like a Stormy fan. Not that I hate her or anything. That I just, I don't follow her like that. So I don't know who Stormy or who her Stormy persona is, if that makes sense. Because she's kind of, not that it's a bad thing, like she's vulnerable to anything. Like if she came up with a cutesy concept, I feel like it would still work. And if she came out with like stuff that she's come out with, like Dumb Dumb or whatever, or whatever, it still works. But I don't know what's authentically her.
Yeah, like,
or maybe her. She doesn't even know. Yeah, so that's why I don't know. Maybe Psy might be able to pull that out of her, but
yeah. So for the first part of this, I agree. I could see some members leaving Twice, but it wouldn't be in like a messy way. It would just be like either they're gonna take a long hiatus and they're gonna not be in the group for a while, or they might just leave. But I could still see them being a unit. Like in the future, we might see members on a show together or something. And then for Somi, I agree, like, we can't keep picking Somi up and being like, let's put her somewhere new, let's put her somewhere new. Yeah. So I think if we give her some time and see what YG's doing with her, I feel like people might have this worry that she's going to turn into, like, one of the YG dungeon princesses, kind of like Lehi. I don't see that happening, like, her last song done really well. So maybe we just give it time. But P Nation...
Yeah, she's still new, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's still pretty new. P Nation could literally... work with anyone, so I think that's an easy switch to make if you was going to move her somewhere. But I think let's give it time and see where it goes. Okay, and then our last unpopular opinion is, it kind of makes me feel uncomfortable when I see people, in brackets, grown people, simping for really young idols. Like, is that an icky face, like ill face emoji?
I can't see the rest of this.
Okay, there's an ill face emoji.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Like, I used to be uncomfortable when people that were kind of older used to simp for Jungkook. By the time he was at least 18, so at least he's an adult. But I've seen some grown people simping for, like, some of the pre-debut boys that are going to be in, like, the next big hit boy group.
Okay.
I don't know their name, but one of the members, like, he must be 15 or something. And I'm like, guys, that's... No.
Yeah, that's weird.
Don't do that. I don't know whose fault it is. Like, should companies do more to draw that line? Should people in general, like, just be normal? I don't know whose responsibility it is, but it does make me feel really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Not predators. That would be normal. And then we have a dilemma for today as well. So, Shanice, do you want to read our dilemma?
If I can read, because obviously I really can't read today.
But anyway. We believe in you. Fighting.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Come show me that. Okay. So, hey, girls. I really love the podcast. So, here we go. You can praise us a bit more. I'm joking. Okay. So I've been with my boyfriend, he's Korean, for 9 months, and for the longest time I've been asking about when I'll meet his family, as he's met mine. Okay. He always gets super nervous and tries to avoid the topic. This was making me super worried and uncomfortable, as I was worried that he was hiding me from his family. Maybe because I'm black. I recently got him to open up about why he was avoiding the topic. Oh no, sorry. And he basically said that his family is racist. Girls, I was shook. Like, what do I do from here?
Oh.
Shay?
For me? I like the beat.
Beautiful. No, I don't like the beat.
What?
Let's scratch the beat. I'm sorry. The thing is, yeah, like, I know, I'm guessing you, like, really like this guy or love this guy. Yes. But if he's not willing to stick up for you and stand up for you and speak up for you, then it's not going to work. Because for me personally, I can't be dating someone or... have someone that you know, could potentially be part of my family one day, don't like me because of my skin. And especially if it seems like your boyfriend was hiding you because, you know, he kept avoiding the topic until he said, oh, his family's racist. Yeah. But if he's not willing to put in the work, or if, you know, it's going to be one of those situations where, you know, family is not open to learn, or which isn't your place, I don't know. I would.
It is a difficult one. I can understand that. Like, one, it's been 9 months, so you're probably like really attached at this point. But I think, like Shanice said, like, if he isn't willing to make that effort and to take that step with you, and he's met your family, I understand that it can be uncomfortable. But if he really cares about you and you see this being long term, it gets to a point where it isn't just about you. And maybe I'm wrong to assume, but if you see you guys maybe being together forever, or maybe getting married one day, or wanting to have kids together, this unsolved stickiness will then have an effect on your kids or family going forward. If, say, I don't know, if you celebrate Christmas, you want your family around, and he would want Christmas with his family, but there's that stickiness in between. Like, you, sometimes you just got to think about the future steps and how it can impact other stuff.
Because I feel like the longer you're with him, the more attached you're going to be, the harder it is to let go. So I feel like you need to have like a conversation with him, and, you know, have the conversation, like, okay, when he said, you know, to his parents or his family, or whatever, you know, he's dating a black girl, what exactly was said, what was his response, and you could kind of gauge it from there. I mean, either way, it's not going to be an easy decision. But yeah, we go through too much already. And for you not to feel safe with someone that's meant to be like your home, and, you know, could potentially, his family could potentially one day be your family. Ain't nobody got time for that. So
this actually reminds me of a TikTok I saw the other day on a similar topic. And the girl said that, something along the lines, I'm just going to briefly quote, but she said that her boyfriend grew up being told that, like, black people had like really small brains and like they were dumber.
What?
And stuff. I was like, what even? Like, he was Korean and like his mom used to tell him this. And I was like, what?
Yeah, I can't date anyone like that. For my own mental health. I can't be, crazy. You go outside, yeah, you're fighting with the world, you know, with like institutional racism, microaggressions, and then you can't even come home and go, because you have to deal with it at home as well. That's long.
Yeah, I think I know it's going to be hard because you've only given us some information here. We don't know if you live together, or if like what your specific situation is, but I think it's something that you don't want to avoid, because if he can't bring this up to his family now, say if his mom turned around and was really upset with him and said, you need to leave her, it, by the sounds of it, it sounds like he would do it.
Because the thing is, this reminds me of, there was this couple, I don't know if they still vlog, but I think he was Korean and she was mixed, mixed, half white, half black. And his mom was furious that they were together. They stuck together. She disowned the son. They got married, they had at least one child, and like every time he would like try to come around, like mum would like abuse him, like hit him, be like, you're bringing shame on our family, you're with this girl. And even though like he distanced himself from his family, it still had an effect on his now new family. So you have to think of as well, like, if is that something you really want to deal with?
Wow. Okay.
But good luck. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Talk to us in the DMs if you need more help. But we definitely think it's something that you have to bring up at this point. But Yes, well, that is the end of Say What. Thank you for all of those unpopular opinions and your dilemmas. Make sure that you guys reach out to us on socials or email us, or even leave your unpopular opinions or dilemmas anonymously on Shanice's website if there's anything you want us to talk through on the show. So now it's time for On the Radar. So we come towards the end of the episode and we're going to find out what's been on my radar, Shanice's radar, and you guys can feel free to let us know what's been on your radar on socials. So Shanice, what's on your radar?
Drop some money. Drop in on some dollar bills. That's been in my head like for a good month. Also, maybe I might watch another K-drama. Ooh. I was talking to Shay of My Name Looks Interesting. So I might check that out. My Name is on Netflix. I can't remember what the synopsis is. Is that her the main character's dad dies? She's trying to find the killer or something like that?
Oh.
I can't remember. But I saw the trailer and I was like, this looks like a bit of me. So I might check that out. Yes. Shay?
Me? I watched that. I low-key regret watching it because I watched it early hours of the morning with like zero energy and it was very intense. It's a well-made drama, but it was a lot to me. What else has been on my radar? There's this there's been this really cute video that I've seen of Taeyong from NCT going around, and Mark's like to him, well, he says to the group like, oh, where does everyone see themselves in 10 years? And Taeyong was like, maybe with three kids.
Oh,
he was like, because he hangs out with his nephew, and like hanging out with his nephew made him think like, oh, I really like kids. And I was like,
aww.
Oh my god, you do have 22 kids already, but that is so sweet. And then, oh, what else? P1 Harmony at that, what were they at? Like, it was like a Vogue party. I don't know what it was, but Anna Wintour was there. I think her name's Chloe. Is it Chloe Bailey, the singer? She was there. They were dancing, having a good time. And then last but not least, Tay was popping off on fans because they were in his business and invading his privacy. So rightfully so. But yeah, that's all of my radar.
Yay. Drop some money.
Watch YG copyright us.
Dollar bills. They won't copyright because I sound so bad. They'll be like, you know what, just keep it. Anyway, guys, that's all we have time for this week. Thank you so much for listening to How You At You.
And remember that you can send us your unpopular opinions, stories, dilemmas, or anything else to halut@gmail.com or on socials, or leave them anonymously on Shanice's website.
Yes, and that's kpopbox.co.uk/halut@you. It's your girl, Shanice from Kpop Box. You can follow me at kpopbox_. I'll come back soon one day. I don't know. I don't know. Anyway.
She's going to dye her hair and everything.
I never said that.
And it's been Shay from the K-Way. You guys can follow me on TikTok because that's where I usually am, at @KWay_.
Dollar bills. Anyway. Until next time, we will
holla at you. Bye.
Bye.